Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends, all thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi, the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Jude, Wendell and Gus, and it's time now for this. Curly. Yeah, a chance for Jude and I to ask some questions to Dell around the game of rugby league.
Okay, Dell. Josh Adokar's move to Sydney looks likely to go ahead from next season. There's two clubs left in the race to sign the Fox. Who would you sign with the Bulldogs? Should he sign for? With the Bulldogs or the Tigers?
Oh, look, the way both teams are going, I reckon the Tigers probably got a bit more upside to them. But if I'm Josh Adokar, not that I hold a grudge, they're the ones who let him go. So if I was him, I'd go to the Bulldogs.
But
the Bulldogs, Trent Barrett, mate, he'll play an expensive style of football.
But there's also been, he's been meaning to, wanting to move to fullback. Can he succeed in the number one jersey or not?
Mate, can I be honest? Like, just because I played wing, and I wasn't a bad winger, I think I got voted 7 times best winger in the game.
All right, mate.
He's a winger. He's an out-and-out winger. Don't go somewhere where it's not your natural position. Look at Zach Lomax. He's a natural centre, and look how good he's going. Freddie's talking Origin. Josh Adokar is world-class winger. Stay on the wing and get winger money and get big dollars because he brings a lot on and off the field.
What about the Bulldogs reportedly pulled their $300,000 for 1 year contract to Kieran Foran? Which club is in need of a player like Foran?
Oh, look, it's a tough one because if I was Foz, I would have taken that 1 year deal. Obviously, it's off the table. I just don't know because what's he, 30, 31, I think? I'm not sure what club would need his experience, but he's still got a lot to offer. Mate, that's a good question, boys. Because a lot of those teams like the Bulldogs are needed someone like him with his senior presence because the Titans and the Dragons and those sort of teams, they got halves there.
Okie dokie. What about Cameron Smith? Where will he be playing in 2021? Storm, Broncos or Titans?
Oh, mate, massive call. I think he'll stay at the Storm. I think Cam will go around for another year. Mate, he hardly ever gets injured. He's been out for a couple of weeks now. Mate, he's just such a competitor. Drew, who was it, North Melbourne? Played 400 games. Boomer Harvey.
Boomer Harvey,
you know, when Boomer Harvey, like, he didn't really want to sort of retire. But he's still another year left in him, but he went at the right time. I just think Cam Smith's got so much to offer. I think he'll get another year, and if he does, my Brandon Smith be on the way out.
So, yeah, exactly. Brandon's already told the Storm that he wants out. So, which club should be chasing the Kiwi International?
Oh, mate.
Everyone.
Every club. Every club needs a Brandon Smith. Yeah. Mate, he can play, prop. He can play, in the middle. He can play on the edge. And you know what I love about him? Like, actually, he's another one of those blokes I love watching. He just brings so much energy. And he's got such a following and so much respect in the game because he wears his heart on his sleeve. I'm a massive... I think they call him the cheese. I love it.
They're
all over him.
They certainly are. Thanks so much, Dell. Coming up next, we've got a chat with Jeff Horn, who's coming up against Tim Zoo next Wednesday, live on Main Event. And, of course, the Burley Curly. All thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.